Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me right now in studio, Meredith from The Office, actress Kate Flannery. How are you, Kate?
What's up, Mario?
Nice to see you here.
Nice to see you, too. What's going on?
I'm well. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. That makes one of us. I'm just a little hungover. I'm so late watching the Oscars again and again and just examining and judging and judging and judging.
You and I both, as far as hungover, I was actually drinking on the red carpet. That's how I was able to get through it.
But that's how you do it.
I'm feeling good right now. Congrats. You're in a new movie with the legendary Rita Moreno,
yeah,
who I had the pleasure of speaking with on the carpet.
Fantastic.
She looks amazing. 93 years old, I believe.
92.
92. She told me 93. Maybe she had a birthday. I don't know.
Maybe she did.
Is she rounding up?
Maybe. If I were her, I would. She looks amazing. I'll have what she's having.
Looks amazing. Sharp as a tack.
Sharp.
Witty. And hilarious. I couldn't believe the energy. The project is called The Prank, and it's got a pretty wild premise, right?
It's pretty wild. If I tell you, I have to kill you. But you have to see it. It's like a horror, dark comedy. You know, it's kind of like an Alabama slammer, like a Long Island iced tea. It's just like everything in the glass, right?
But it works.
It does.
And I like it.
She has never been meaner. Rita Moreno has never, she never plays bad guys. And she's fantastic at it.
I can see that being the sassy Latina that she is.
Right? Fearless.
You play the school lunch lady.
I do.
Can I tell you something? I had something very special with my school lunch lady.
Did you get along with your lunch lady?
I did not get along that way.
Sorry.
No.
I'm so disrespectful. That's
junior
so disrespectful.
High.
I'm sorry.
If they looked like the teachers that were having affairs with their students, then I probably would have, but they did not. They were like little sweet old ladies that would
of
bake
course.
You cookies. So I was able to charm them in seventh grade, and I always got extra food, and they slid me vanilla it's on the side.
You know the power of the lunch lady.
Yep.
And if you piss off the lunch lady, it's like pissing off the bartender. You're done.
Dumb
dude,
move.
You're done. You're
yes.
screwed. And but a little goes a long way.
A little goes a long way.
Right?
Fondness in my heart for lunch
you
ladies.
You got it. That's so, Mario, you understand.
Early
you understand.
Use of the charisma.
Hey, that's
it's
right.
It's so true,
that's
though.
That's right.
But also the exchange of power.
Yes.
You knew who had the,
you
had
gotta
the,
know
the
who's
keys
got,
to the kingdom,
exactly
right?
Right. You're exactly right. So congrats on that. I know
you
were recently a guest judge on Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. What kind of food did you get to try?
You know what? If I tell you, I have to kill you. No, I'm just kidding. It was delicious. It was, yeah, I mean, I can't even remember. It was so good. I think I just cursed. Sorry. You know, I think I had I think it was the sea bass. I want to say sea bass. Sea bass is like, I thought it was uncool. I think it's cool again.
It's totally cool.
Right? I don't know. Sometimes things are on the menu too long. And you go, please
no, that's
move
true.
On.
It's one
you
of those you can kind of, it can kind of, you don't appreciate it after a while. You take it for granted because it's there a lot.
Kind of like, you know, women over 50. You know, it's like they're great. There they are.
Mario's over 50 now.
Barely. Take it easy. How's Gordon?
Mean as shit. No, you know what? I, as a former waitress, you know that I was still working at a restaurant in Beverly Hills, Kate Mantellini, when I got The Office. I kept my job first season of The Office because I didn't know.
I love that
I have
story.
Been yelled at by so many chefs. That's why I actually did Iron Chef America a few years ago. And I was like, and I did beat Bobby Flay. And my whole thing is like, I'm here because I'm sure that I have been... I've had a pork chop thrown at me by a chef in New York, like when I worked there in the 90s.
My gosh.
Yeah, maybe I deserved it. Maybe I didn't. Luckily, I ducked, so it didn't hit me. But yeah, it's, I mean, it's real. You know, I mean, I think we had, like, I used to work at this place that was being, you know, like they were trying to get reviewed. And the New York Times reviewer at the time was Ruth Reichel. And she was notorious for dressing up in costumes or in like disguises so people didn't know who she was. So she would just get normal service. Oh, so anytime anybody had a wig, the chef's like, that's Ruth Reichel. I'm like, that woman is 85 years old. Or she's sick. I mean, it's like, I don't even know what to say. Like, that is not Ruth Reichel. That's just a woman in a wig.
Right.
And so I get hit with a pork chop. I mean, almost.
These chefs need to chill. I'll tell you what.
The stress is high.
This month, I should say, marks 19 years since The Office premiered. Speaking of which, what do you remember about that audition? You're working at Kate Mantellini's.
I was. I actually initially auditioned for the part of Jan. I didn't get it. But Allison Jones was like, I think you're right for this show. And then I actually did not get the pilot. And then I ended up replacing somebody after the pilot. And, whenever you replace somebody, you're always like, I better not be a douchebag.
I know. I've seen that happen live. It's not fun, but it's not your fault, obviously, you know.
No.
It seemed to work out.
Absolutely. And I had, it was the best 9 years of my life, for sure.
Yeah.
I met my man on the show, the NBC photographer, Chris Haston. You know, I mean,
I know Chris.
Of course you do.
I've known Chris since I was like 15.
Chris has been here with her before.
He says hi. So I got a show and a guy. And so if you watch the finale of The Office, he's the photographer taking the pictures when they revealed Pam's mural. And then he's actually dancing with Meredith at Dwight Nagel's wedding.
That's right.
Michael Scott and Dwight are dancing together during the credits.
Yeah.
He's the tall red-faced dude dancing.
Cool. Wow, what a small world.
I know. So if the trailers are rocking, don't come enough.
Hey, I like that move right there. I'm sure you get asked all the time about a possible reboot or a movie.
Yes.
Being that it's so successful on Netflix and stuff, I'm surprised there hasn't been any sort of spin-offs.
There's still a lot of talk. I don't know what's exactly happening, but I will say, you know, we were the number one show streamed during COVID. People could not go to their real office, so they came to ours. That was psychology, which is kind of wild. So it actually made people feel normal.
Well, I also think that people miss comedy where it's not taken so serious. You can push the envelope because I don't know if you could do The Office today.
I know.
You know what I mean? So I think they miss that sort of comedy. I think
you're right. There's a sensitivity level that's happening. And I just want you to know, like, The Office was always written with the intention of love. And actually, the joke was always on Michael Scott, not on the person he was offending.
Sure.
And I feel like that is life.
Of course.
And I hope that we can get back to that because I think the pendulum has swung so far the other way that I feel like comedy is just everybody's walking on eggshells and it blows.
I agree.
What did you tell me once? If you don't know a Michael Scott, you might be a Michael Scott.
That's right. That's what Steve Carell said. Yeah.
Which
is so hilarious.
Now, there's some people out there who think you're the starfish on the current season of The Masked Singer.
What?
Oh, so you are.
What?
That's good acting.
Come on. What am I supposed to say? No, I was on last season of Lance Bass.
How long have you been singing?
I've sung with Jane Lynch, and I used to have a comedy lounge act called The Lampshades.
The Lampshades,
great. Yes, we did that for like 20 years. It was like a dying lounge act, but
It's not you?
No,
Okay. You've been on a tour of Midwest minor league baseball stadiums lately?
I'm about to be again.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a lot of these like office nights, and I'm throwing out the first pitch. I'm kind of bowling in the sky, you guys. I'm pitching underhand. But it gets there.
Yeah, as long as it gets there, you're not bouncing it in.
And the fans are so great. I got to tell you, minor league baseball is where it's at. I mean, I'm a Phillies fan for a million reasons because I'm from there. But I also think, Like the Phillies, the last few years, they've been the biggest bunch of weirdos, and I love them all. Yeah. I love them all.
Philly's a fun town.
They're fun, yeah. So again, so I've been doing a bunch of these baseball things, and it's so if you see me, you know, please come up and say hi. Like
I'm glad to hear about that about the minor leagues because I'm going to my first minor league game this summer. This certain minor league, I forget which AAA, I forget which one it is, but they're carrying my tequila, so I'm going out there on this big tequila night and throwing it out. They say it's a really good time. All
you're throwing
in
out the first. Oh, wow, you're throwing out the first tequila.
I'm throwing out the first. Well, I'm always throwing those out.
Throwing back the first tequila.
I'm throwing back the first tequila.
There you go. That's awesome. That'll be awesome. Yeah. You're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I love baseball.
The fans are so wonderful, and it's such a family thing, mm-hmm. and it's bonkers. It's great, yeah. and when they do like office nights, like literally all the crew is dressed like Prison Mike, and they're like literally pulling the tarp. They are so creative. Like I think I was in Wisconsin last summer with the Tin Caps, and I got to use the it was like a machine that blasted out instead of a t-shirt cannon, it was a brat cannon. So it was throwing out like bratwurst, like
right.
like hot dogs. It was fantastic.
That's great.
It seems appropriate people. For yeah. you for some
totally.
Reason.
Totally. Seriously, it is a blast.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, it is cool.
Kate, I appreciate you coming in and hanging out right here. It's always nice catching up
with
you.
Totally.
Listen, everyone, make sure you see The Prank in theaters this Friday, starring Kate and Rita Moreno. Look forward to checking that out.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You're the best.
On with Mario Lopez.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.